We're joined now by Knoxville girls wrestling coach Doug Hatch, getting caught up on the first couple weeks of the season. Coach, always good to talk to you. How you doing today?
Thank you. I'm doing very well. Thanks for coming in and seeing me.
Well, let's kind of talk about the start. You had the historic first match a few weeks ago over at Cardinal, and I guess it went okay. Won some matches, and your impressions on how the start was and how the girls were feeling that night.
It was really good. It was a lot of fun. I think the girls got out there and they hadn't experienced anything like this before, and so that was really good. We went 2-1. I think our goal on the year was to win at least once, so we did that the first night, and that was really good. I mean, these girls, I've got some great athletes, but wrestling's just a little different sport, and they're kind of getting used to that.
And, with the exception of maybe, I think, two or three, that was probably some of their first high school matches. So was there a little bit of nervous, maybe some head spinning at times?
Oh, my gosh, yes. They're so nervous. They're telling me they're going to puke and all this stuff. It was really good. Even last night, still a lot of nervousness in them.
Well, you had a big tournament on last Saturday, and kind of limited the amount of girls at the varsity level. Was that just, okay, let's see, kind of get our experienced girls in this? That looked like a tough tournament you had in there.
Yeah, I would say, the girls have asked. I said, I think this is tougher than the state tournament because you had two classes together. You had, we lost to two number one ranked girls. We lost to a two-time state champ. And, yeah, we limited our girls. We sent most of JV that day, but we had about four girls that had really wrestled well and had some experience, and we put them in there. It's a tough day, but good experience.
I was talking to Serenity after that tournament, and she was so mad that she lost that semifinal match, but she said, hey, you know what? I just got to get better. It's great to have someone who knows what they need to do in the room after practice.
Oh yes, definitely. And Serenity lost to a two-time state champ, but she adjusted during the match. She made some good adjustments and battled her really strong. Didn't quite end up the score she wanted, and then Serenity had to gather herself and fight back and get third. So it was a really good day, and that's what you want. You want to see that athlete walk off the mat and say, "Here's what I needed to get to get better," and she definitely did that. She's really turned it up since then.
Let's talk about Thursday night. You were over at the West Central Valley Quad, went 1-2. Had a couple of pretty good teams to go up against, I see.
Yeah, Colfax Mingo is always one of the top teams in the state. I think they won girls state, before it was official, they were winning it. They're really good. It's a really good team. And I thought we gave them a lot of battles, and against West Central Valley, we came up short, and that's another strong team. If, there's about three matches with a little more experience, we might have won. But the girls went out there and showed a lot of heart. And I saw a lot of little things they improved on. I was very proud of them.
Talking to Knoxville girls wrestling coach Doug Hatch on Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA Careless. Are you just kind of looking for, just little things, little improvements that by the end of the year it'll be, considered a big improvement?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there's just little things we definitely improved on. A couple girls came off and I said, hey, you did this, you did that. And they're like, yeah, I wasn't falling for that trick again. So that was really good. And as I take notes, I go back and watch film, our first couple meets, there was a lot of, we got to do this, we got to do that. And last night it was a lot of, hey, we did a good job of this, we did a good job of that. So I'm definitely seeing these little tweaks here and there that are really helping them.
What is overall, the biggest improvement you've seen out of everybody, or is it just, individuals are different here?
I think everybody has learned to work hard, and that wrestling is just a little different. I mean, a lot of it's on you to go out there and work hard, but you also have to help your teammates. So I've just seen them improve and learn from losing and enjoy the victories here and there.
Oh, what are you seeing that maybe needs improvement or, continuing to work on as you get through the, probably the first part of the season when Christmas comes around?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just getting experience on the mat, what to do in this situation and that situation. I mean, these girls probably know 15 moves at this point, and there's so many moves to counter this move, to counter that move. But they've really improved on their mat awareness has really improved. We've got to work on breakdowns, but we are getting better at hand fighting and movement on our feet and being aggressive, you know, because the first few times, like you said, they're just nervous. There's not much aggressiveness. They just want to get out there and run from the person. But last night, I seen them be aggressive and take it to them.
And a couple of them I talked to, they said, I need to be more offensive on the mat. You know, I guess explain that to someone listening may not, okay, offensive. You know, how do you be offensive and defensive at the same time?
Right. Well, so you go out there and you don't want to make a mistake. You know, so you that's what they're thinking of. I don't want to make a mistake. I know this move. I know that move. But if I do it, it might not work. So, you know, and to be more offensive, so they're going to take it to them instead of waiting for the other person to go first. So kind of like baseball a little bit, where you're going to swing instead of just sitting there waiting for the perfect pitch. So they're going to go out there and create their offense is what they're going to do.
And, of course, you got a big tournament at Newton. You know, what's kind of the game plan? Is it going to be mostly varsity? Are you going to kind of split them up on Saturday?
Well, I think originally it was going to be varsity and JV, but right now it's only going to be varsity. It's another tough tournament, but it's not as tough as the one we went to before. So I'm hoping that they get some wins. I'm hoping that we get some people on the stand. So that's what I'm looking to see.
And, of course, you know, not too far away from your first home meet as well. And, you know, that's all going to be exciting to a first-year program to host their first-ever home meet.
Right, and we can't wait for that. I think they're all very excited. Very excited and very nervous for that first home meet to be in front of all their friends here. So that's a little different for them. So it'll be great, though.
All right. Best luck to you. We'll talk to you later on.
Thank you.
That's Doug Hatch, Knoxville girls wrestling coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA.